we discuss one halakha in the law of business. Of course, it is obvious that one is not allowed to transact on Shabbat. Although we learned in the previous daily halakha that the transactions that are done on Shabbat, however they are binding, which means the transaction is a transaction, but of course it was done bi isur, and one really would not be allowed to benefit from monies that were gained through commerce that was done on Shabbat. So the halakha in Resh Memhen, Ora Chaim, Mishnah Berurah's introduction over there as well, discusses a certain heter in a case where a person has a non-Jewish partner. And the heter basically works like this. If a person has a non-Jewish partner in a business, he's able to make a condition with him before that all the profits that are gained on Shabbat go to him, and the Jewish partner will take the profits from another day of the week. It means I'll take Tuesday's profits and you get Shabbat's profit. Now, even though it's clear that the Shabbat profit is much more than Tuesday's profit, once they make such a condition, halakha says they're able to divide the monies, whether monthly or yearly, evenly as even partners. And what's the logic of this halakha? The logic is that the goy is giving the Jew now a gift, which means the Shabbat money was his. Now he's saying, you know, you want to get 50%, okay, I'm giving you a gift. So therefore you got around from benefiting from the monies on Shabbat. Or that halakha gives another example, where let's say you have two partners, a Jew and a goy, and they work every day during the week together, and as far as the Jew is concerned, the business is closed on Shabbat. He doesn't come down on Shabbat, he's not interested, and the goy goes down on his own and deals in business. In that case also, the halakha says the Jew would be able to benefit from that situation as well. So there are cases where a person has a store that's open on Shabbat that can be legal according to the halakha, where he's able to bring in a goy partner and make such stipulations. But it should be noted that if a Jew has a Jewish partner, even if he's not observant, so he can't say, well, listen, you know, my non-observant partner goes down on Shabbat and I'm not doing anything, then there's big problems of benefiting from that money because the Jew is benefiting it from a Jew that's doing melacha on Shabbat. In all cases, it's clear a rabbi should be consulted exactly how to structure a partnership in order that there should not be Hilul Shabbat. It should be noted as well, as we discussed in the last halakha, owning stock in a company that is Mehalel Shabbat would fall under the same category. So long as one's not a controlling partner, so therefore there's not a problem to have money in such pension funds or stock and things like that. But once he becomes a controlling partner, so then already he has to make that stipulation as well, that he's not getting the benefits of Shabbat, that's going to the goy, and then they can divide it equally, as we said, because the goy is giving him a matana. Again, these are not light halakhot that we're discussing at all. The subject of Hilul Shabbat is very great, and therefore, if there's a way to structure one's business beheter, so of course one has an obligation to do so. Can't just say that, you know, I'm not there, I'm home, you know, I don't see anything, I close my eyes, I don't know what's going on over there, I just come in Sunday morning and, you know, I just count the receipts. You cannot do that. One must structure his business in order that it should be, not only that he's a Shomer Shabbat, but his business that also should be Kadat V'Kadid.